Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Detroit from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Arm, woman liberationist, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Hello, and welcome to Provocative Thought, intimately known as PT, striving to awaken those who are asleep, stimulate those who are awakened, feed those who are starving, and nurture those who seek to know. I am your host, Carlton Steed, a self-proclaimed student of life in the search, discovery, and revelation of life on life's terms. First, I'd like to thank We Talk Productions for allowing me to host this show. I'd also like to thank the creator for allowing me to be. You can contact the show by dialing 909-265-9215. Please press the number 1 to speak. You can contact the show by dialing 909-265-9215. Please press the number 1 to speak. You can reach us on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com. Go to search, type in We Talk Productions, and listen to the show live. You can also contact us on Facebook at Provocative Thought PT Community Organization. Tonight's topic, Mother's Day. Mother's Day is one of the most celebrated holidays on the planet. It will be observed on Sunday, 5/12/2019. What do we know about this popular holiday? mom or mother, everybody has one. You know that woman who carried you for 9 months, gave birth to you, nurtured and cared for you, fed you, cleaned you, changed your diapers, rocked you to sleep at night, gave you kisses and hugs. Why not have a special day to honor her and all mothers? Mother's Day is a moment in time recognizing anybody's mother, a special day to honor anyone who took the time to care for a child, anybody's child. Some might argue that out of 365 days in the year, you only honor the woman who carried you in her womb for 9 months and risked her life giving birth to you on one day. Some may argue, why wait 364 days to honor your mother? There is no time like the present, and there is no guarantee that we will all be here every second week in May. Whatever the train of thought may be, many mothers anticipate being a part of the yearly scheduled Mother's Day celebration. Many people anticipate honoring mothers all over the world. Shouldn't you honor your mother every day? For those of faith or not honoring mothers and fathers appeared to be very important to the God of the Hebrews and the Christians. Exodus 20:12 said in King James Version of the Bible, I guess it's in all the versions, it says, honor thy, Exodus 12:12 says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Matthew 19:19 says, honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Ephesians 6:2 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Deuteronomy 5:16 says, honor thy father and thy mother, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. What do we, especially us who celebrate Mother's Day, know about this holiday? Because it seems to be very, very important, at least in the scriptures. If you are a believer or not, it's just evident that this thing about honoring your mother is very, very important. It's a very important thing. So what do we know? So I went to Yahweh House Ministries, and they had this question: should we celebrate Mother's and Father's Day? But we're only talking about Mother's Day for the day. So they say Mother's Day dates back to ancient Greece and Rome. Has what they call pagan roots. And when people partake in customs and traditions that did not originate in the Creator, they are partaking in false worship, they say, in which is an abomination and a sin against the Father Creator. Abomination means that means that he hates that. He despises that. The Creator doesn't like it. He's ruffling his feathers. All right? In both cultures, Greece and Roman culture, the Mother Goddess, the Queen of Heaven, will worship during the springtime with religious festivals. That's not unusual for those days. The ancient Greeks paid tribute to the powerful goddess Rhea, the wife of Cronus, known as the Mother of the Gods, the Queen of Heaven. Similarly, evidence of a three-day Roman festival in mid-March called Hallera, to honor the Roman goddess Magna Mater, or Great Mother, dates back to 250 BCE. BC, as you probably used to hearing it. That's before the common era of BC, BCE. So as pagan Christianity spread through Europe, the celebration of, this is what the ministry is saying, as pagan Christianity spread through Europe, the celebration of the Mother Assembly Church replaced the pagan tradition of honoring mythological goddesses. The fourth Sunday in Lent, weeping for Tumaz, right? That's the son of Nimrod, later known as Jesus or Jesus, depending on what language you're speaking in it, a 40-day fasting period before Estar, which is Easter, became known as Mothering Sunday. To show appreciation for their mothers, they often brought gifts or a mothering cake. This is in Jeremiah 7:18. They talk about this mothering cake and then people showing appreciation. And over time, it became to coincide with the celebration of the Mother Assembly. Mother's Day always falls on the second Sunday of May. And like so many other holidays rooted in pagan sun worship, including Father's Day, which always falls on the third Sunday of June, usually fall on a day named in honor of their most powerful pagan god, the sun. So they're talking about sun worship here and this relationship, this holiday's relationship to sun worship. They say similarly, evidence of a three-day these kinds of rituals on these pagan holidays were forbidden in the Torah, and yet millions continue to do them. He said we need to check ourselves if we are so in love with the world that we will go against the scriptures just to enjoy a pagan holiday. So that's the message the individual personally wrote. He said he cherishes his mother every day, and he let her know that he lets her know that daily, calls her, you know, looks in on her regularly, you know, that kind of thing. Have a nice chat with her, tell her he loves her, sees her, you know, stuff like that. That's what he does personally. He said the fifth commandment commands us to honor our mother daily, not just once per year. So I pulled the fifth commandment. I don't know if this is the interpretation he's referring to. It says, honor thy mother and father that thou days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. So, it said a history of Mother's Day. And this is from this is from the same guy. You know, he's talking about the pagan stuff. So anyway, from Provocative Thought, not to throw a damper on anyone's parade, but this writer states that Mother's Day traditions are rooted in paganism. In fact, he says, if you observe these holidays, sounds like there's been an error in the, I'm going to put the show back on in about 5-10 minutes, just call back if we go off. Sounds like there's been an error in the programming. But everybody who called, call back in about 10 minutes after the show goes off, and I'll be back on. Anyway, he says, not to throw a damper on anyone's parade, this writer states that Mother's Day traditions are rooted in paganism. In fact, he said, if you observe this holiday rooted in paganism, you anger the Creator. That's very important, especially if you are a person of faith. You might want to take that into consideration. Some might argue that the celebration has evolved and has become a completely different animal, not giving homage to the old gods, but simply honoring mothers. We have that same argument with the term a long time ago with the term of nigger, how that has appeared to evolved or taken on another form for different people. And we argue that you shouldn't use it because of its root. Okay, so Oh, can't believe it. Hmm.